I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fading the Browns. I didn't think they were going to live up to the hype.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason in San Francisco. He has some start sits for running backs. What's going on, Jason?
How's it going, guys? I got three, kind of RB2, RB3 fringe guys. I got Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones, and Devin Singletary in a half PPR league. I'm struggling to figure out which of the two I want to start. You know, Joe Mixon is kind of injured. He got some run in yesterday. He's a question mark in terms of even if he plays, which I think he will, how much carry is he going to get against the 49ers? And then Devin Singletary is a rookie, but, he's going against the Giants. They're kind of sorry. And then you got Aaron Jones, who's going up against a steep, Vikings D. So I'm struggling two out of three. I don't know what you guys got.
Damn,
that's a good one.
That's a really good one. I think Devin Singletary, that's an automatic start,
really?
Right there. Yeah, because you're going up against the Giants. If you're going up against
Mixon is my automatic start, but that's just because.
Really?
I have Joe Mixon. I'm kind of been banging the table for the guy. I think he's a stud.
He is a stud. But also, he's got a sprained ankle.
He's going up against this defense that we've been hyping for the past 3 hours.
He's got a sprained ankle going up. And who was the other one he had? I forgot the other one.
Aaron Jones for
the Packers going up against the Vikings. And you saw what Devontae Freeman did with the Falcons against the Vikings last week.
All right, so what you think of Joe Mixon? I'm going to ask you because I'm actually playing my dad tomorrow in one league. I have Joe Mixon. Should I roll Chris Thompson?
I'm not a fan of Chris Thompson.
Yeah.
He
was the guy I picked up. My running backs are very thin.
I have a personal grudge against Chris Thompson. It's not you, Chris Thompson, the person, and this is probably what frustrates athletes more than anything. Like, I'm sure Chris Thompson, great dude, a great team player and all that, but what he did for my fantasy team a couple of seasons ago, squat. And so I have a grudge against starting
him. It was probably last year. He was so hyped
last year. Yeah, it was last year.
And he did nothing. He got hurt.
Felt like a couple of years ago because I'm trying to forget that season that I had last
year. Yeah, with
year.
Joe Mixon, a texter brings up a good point. That Cincinnati offensive line is trash.
Yeah, yeah. So you're, I mean.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I didn't remember the guy's name who called in, but that's a tough question.
You'd probably have to go Devin Singletary and take a chance with Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still rolling Mixon just because of the fact we talked about earlier that he's probably was your first round pick, second round pick.
Man. Yeah, that's a tough one. But me, I'd probably go
Mixon and Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Just stick with your guys. You drafted them highly. It's only week two.
Man, seeing how highly touted Giovanni Bernard is this week from some of the experts, though. That's the type of thing that scares me is when
you're doing DFS, fade Giovanni Bernard.
Right.
Everybody's going to be on him.
All right. From the 415 on the Chill Not a Body text line, Rivers or Baker? Phillip Rivers or Baker Mayfield?
Who are the Chargers playing? We have it right in front
we
of us.
We have
somewhere.
It in front of us. They are playing the Lions.
Ooh.
And Baker and the Jets are going against
I love having a guy Monday night. Go Baker.
Yeah.
That's the type of analysis you're going to get from us here on Start Sit.
You're going to go Baker?
Yeah. See, I love this. You don't agree. Let's go.
Because Phillip Rivers just wrecks defenses that don't know what they're doing, but the secondary...
You don't think Matt Patricia's defense knows what it's doing?
Yeah, from the... They held Kyler Murray just to 1.4 points.
Ties in the NFL, your thoughts?
Hate them.
Me too.
Absolutely hate them. And
there's got to be a way to fix this, right? Can't do ties in the NFL. Just come on.
Just have another overtime.
Let's do it.
But Kyler Murray, though, he was held to 1.4 points in the first three quarters of that game and just performed late. I'd probably have to go Baker, too, going up against the Jets. Yeah, yeah, I'd probably have to go Baker also.
Because is Mike Williams hurt for saying
Mike Williams, LA they're team? Saying that he could be out.
Yeah. That hurts Phil.
I think that, yeah, and it's going to be a game time decision for him. Hunter Henry, obviously, is going to be out as well. He's not going to be with his tight end. And I don't know, they can throw the ball to Austin Eckler and use him as a receiver. So Phillip Rivers or Baker Mayfield, that's a good one. I probably have to go Baker Mayfield with that one. Let's go to Jake in Pleasanton. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Got a start sit question. Pick three running backs before I got Aaron Jones, Chris Carson, David Johnson, and Devin Singletary. I heard what you guys were just saying about Aaron Jones and Singletary. I'm just stuck. I have a hard time sitting Jones and putting in the rookie Singletary.
I hear you on that one, Jake.
Yeah, that's a
I'm
tough one.
I'm kind of with you.
That's a
you
tough
go
one.
DJ no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. With me, with David Johnson.
Is that your guy?
Yeah. You know, I had him 1 year. I drafted him, you know, in the first round. It went great. And it was a couple of years ago, and he had a good season. He looked like that young, up-and-coming. Like, people had him number one overall that year in this season. And then I drafted him again, and I think I drafted him again, and he did not do well. It was one after his rookie season is when people were putting him at that number one pick, and that's where I drafted him first. How many years has he been in the league? It feels like there's so much going on time's moving too quick. I don't even remember if it was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago or what have you. But with David Johnson, I get made fun of in my league every year. I get made fun of because they're like, first round, just might as well put David Johnson on my roster, even though last year I was trying to ride it out with him. But he had Johnson, Singletary, Aaron Jones, or who was the other one? That one? And Chris Carson.
Yeah, Chris Carson.
With the Seahawks. He's against Pittsburgh.
I think you go Chris Carson, DJ. Oh, did he need to start three? And then Aaron Jones. I would just sit Devin Singletary.
Really?
Yeah. Who are they playing this week?
They're going against the Giants. Bills going against the Giants.
I can't believe that line's only two.
I mean, yeah, it is a two. What
does Vegas know?
That just shows how
seems
much
like an easy one.
Yeah, it shows how much faith they have in the Bills and shows what they think of them if you're going up against the Giants. The Giants going to start Daniel Jones this year or this week, rather?
No.
I mean, they had Daniel Jones just come in that last game because Eli Manning was doing nothing. It was a statue back there.
Yeah, when it was up 35-10 or something.
Yeah.
When he came in.
Yeah. From the 707 on the Chilt Not a Body text line, this guy's actually been texting in. Stafford or Wilson, Diggs or Breida, full PPR. I don't know what to make of these Vikings wide receivers. I don't know what to make of them because how are you going to roll any wide receiver on the Vikings out there when your quarterback's only throwing 10 times and Dalvin Cook's taking up everything? Was that a product, do you think, of just the Falcons being a bad running team and Kirk Cousins is going to go throw more here against Green Bay, who has a pretty good secondary overall?
Yeah.
I mean, with Diggs, I don't know what to make of Diggs or Thielen. I got Thielen as my number one wide receiver in one of my leagues. I'm not happy about it.
See, I think you go Russ. I know he had a bad game in week
one. And Stafford or Wilson is the other one. Yeah,
yeah, I think you go Russ Wilson for your QB over Stafford. And then I'm going Diggs over Breida because we just don't know what the 49ers rushing attack is going to be. We don't know what Jeff Wilson's going to do. We don't know what Raheem Mostert's going to do.
Yeah, 15 attempts for 47 yards for Matt Breida in this last game.
I kind of agree with you when we were talking about, you know, the 49ers rushing attack. I don't think it's going to be Matt Breida that's going to be the guy. I think it's going to be a mix. And I think that's what Kyle Shanahan does best. I really agree with you with that
one.
Yeah,
so, you mix it up in the first half and then ride with whoever's hot going into the second half. I mean, I'm sure if they had their choice, seeing how Mostert did in that second half, lowering the shoulder and hitting and leading. I mean, didn't he get called for leading with the helmet on that one play with the Buccaneers, or was there no call on that at all?
No call.
There was no call on that at all. So seeing that, you probably would have said, we should have started Mostert in this game. But yeah, I'd probably go Diggs on that one too. And Stafford or Wilson, I have a tough time with Russell Wilson as a fantasy quarterback.
Really?
He was cut
in one of my
leagues. He's a great quarterback just to get you
you think he's top five in the NFL as a quarterback? I always have this argument with people because I do believe he is.
Yeah, I think seeing what he's done, what he's able, like, just the fact that he's able to be so elusive, and he hasn't had the offensive line that he's had have never been that great.
Never been good.
Doug Baldwin and Tyler Lockett, those were his two main receivers. Never really had a tight end that you could throw. I would put him in the top five, but not in fantasy. It's like Tom Brady, man. Tom Brady's not a great fantasy quarterback to have, but he's great at winning games. And like, fantasy's so different to football. We kind of lose sight of that as fantasy football fans. We think that their production in fantasy is the same with their production in actual football, but Russell Wilson's a little different. Matthew Stafford, though. Stafford going up against, I mean, who's he going up against
Bolts.
Right here?
Chargers.
Right? I mean, without Derwin James. And, I mean, seeing what the Colts did against the Chargers, Stafford or Wilson, which one would you go?
I said Russ.
You said Russ already?
I'm going Russell Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say go Russ too, just because the Chargers, they're a buttoned up team. They are a buttoned up team, and you never know with Matthew Stafford. From the 650 on the chill. Actually, let's go to Chris in Dublin real quick. Chris in Dublin, what do you got, Chris?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a super deep PPR league. I got beat up on injuries, and I got Terry McLaurin or Danny Amendola, full point PPR.
Ooh. Danny Amendola now. What is he, a Lion?
Yeah.
He's a Lion now?
He got picked up in a lot of leagues. I think he was their number one guy in week one.
Him and TJ Hockenson both got.
Yeah.
TJ Hockenson was already drafted. He was already drafted. What is he, out of Iowa?
Yeah.
He was already drafted, but.
Top 10 pick.
Yeah. But, man, with.
I'm going Terry. I'm rolling with my boy Joe Sherry back there.
So you're going scary Terry with Sherry?
I am.
I mean, they're playing against the Cowboys, though, who are favorite.
Hey, Joe, you need to change your fantasy name to Scary Sherry.
Scary Sherry. I'm sure Joe's he's a witty guy, so I'm sure that he's already created some sort of pun, like one that we can't even mention on air. He's also a dirty guy.
Ooh,
whoa. I'm just kidding, Sherry. I'm just kidding, Sherry. But yeah, I guess I'd have to go McLaurin too.
Yeah?
Because
I feel like if you're in a really deep PPR league and you were able to grab McLaurin late, if you were able to grab him, you know, on waivers already and you're deep PPR league, I think that's a solid grab because I would start him for sure.
That was fun. We'll continue to do this more throughout the show as we'll be back next Saturday. But coming up, all right, we got a preview each game for the Bay Area. We're going to have our week two pick'ems. We went up against each other last weekend. And anything you have to say, chill on about your text line 957-95-888-957-9570. What do you want to see from the 49ers that was different from last week? And what do the Raiders need to build on in order to get a victory over the Chiefs, which is, when you look at the point spread, pretty far-fetched. And also, we're going to have our uninformed picks against the spread here. Yours might be informed, but mine are definitely uninformed. Stephen Langford, Tommy Call, in until 8 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Stephen Langford, Tommy Call, in with you as we're here for less than one more hour. We're going to celebrate. Sheesh, that was bad. Join the Black Hole in 95.7 The Game this Sunday at Everett and Jones Barbecue and Sports Lounge in Jack London Square for our pre- and post-game live broadcast. We'll kick the day off at 11:30 a.m. with Raiders opening drive and get you ready to see Oakland take on Kansas City at 1:05 p.m. Then stick around for our post-game wrap-up. For more info, visit the events page at 957thegame.com and visit blackhole.com today to learn about memberships. Again, that's Everett and Jones in Jack London Square tomorrow, 11:30 a.m., Raiders opening drive with old Rick Tittle. Great dude.
Our guy.
Yeah, our guy Rick Tittle, who was on just beforehand. If you don't know who that is, which you should, he was on before us, and that's the voice you'll hear tomorrow for Raiders opening drive. And that dude knows so much about the Raiders. It's ridiculous. Not ridiculous, but it's crazy.
We've had a lot of awesome people in the building hyping you and I up and kind of helping us, mentoring us as radio hosts, which is something we need, and Rick's been the driver for that. So I have a ton of respect for that guy.
You know, it was funny. After we got off, he went to the A's game. He went to the A's game during our show, and he sent me a picture as soon as we were done at like 8:30 after 8 o'clock. He sent me a picture. He was just there with me and my brother.
He was there with your brother?
He was there with my brother. Yeah, me and my brother. Not me and my brother. I was here. Yeah. But he was there with my brother, and I guess like he just saw it. He took a selfie with him, and I've never seen my brother more stoked. He had this big old smile.
Wait,
on
does
his
he
face.
Know your brother, or do you guys
they
look
met.
A lot alike? Okay,
they,
okay.
They've All met right. before. They met a couple of times. I think at the Gridiron Gala.
Gotcha.
As it was.
Oh,
over
yes,
at the Hooters
yes.
and Campbell.
I've never been to a Gridiron Gala.
Dude, I ate like 25 wings at the Gridiron Gala, yeah. And that next morning, I've never felt more bloated in my
gotcha.
Life.
Gotcha. You're an adult now, man. You can't do that to yourself.
Oh, no. I'm going to continue to do it to myself. I'm going to continue to do that.
Quit asking.
Are you a big wing guy?
Big wing guy.
Okay. Me too. Where, in your opinion, is best wings? best wings in the Bay Area. Would love to hear from the texters.
I mean, I don't have any sort of like independent spot. If I had to choose, yeah, I mean, I go to Wingstop.
The official wings of the Warriors.
I do go to Wingstop a lot.
Never been to a Wingstop before.
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
there's not a ton of chain restaurants in the North Bay where I grew up and where I'm from.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
A big chain restaurant. But I think we have a Wingstop. I think we do, like one maybe.
Yeah. I'm sure there's obviously bars and stuff that all have wings.
I
want to
know.
Whatever.
I've never had wings in the city before.
I
love them, but I want to know where the best are.
I never have either. The best ones for me? Good Lord, what did my voice just do there? But the best ones for me are Bella's in Chico. If you ever go up to Chico,
wow.
Bella's, yeah. Yeah, the wings there, unbelievable. Wing Wednesday. I went there a lot.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Look, all right. We do have some week two pick'ems to get to.
Ooh.
We're going to have the picks against the spread. We got our underdogs, our sleepers, our favorites, and going forward, also, we want our keys to victory because it's a normal thing. We like to give keys, and we're going to have some keys for the Niners and the Bengals as well as the Raiders and the Chiefs. From the 415 on the Chilton Autobody text line, which one? Oh, Smoke Eaters on Man versus Food. Yeah, over in San Jose, in the South Bay, I've kind of like, I've been to Smoke Eaters before. That's damn good, but that's not where I live, though. I recommend going to Smoke Eaters.
Buffalo Wild Wings, too? Somebody, come on.
If
people.
You ever get
it. I want to know, like, the spot. Don't give me some chain. I agree with this guy. Buffalo Wild Wings, garbage. Thank you. I'm with this guy.
If you're over
510.
If you're over in San Jose, I recommend Smoke. I think they have another location as well. But if you're over in San Jose, I do recommend going to Smoke Eaters, though.
Okay.
It's damn good.
Yeah.
When I think about it, I probably have been to some wing places. I just kind of like it was a knee-jerk reaction to say, just pretty much go to Wingstop.
I would say North Bay. This is a tough conversation that, you know, I argue with a lot of people about. I would say Russian River Brewery. You can have a Pliny. Their wings. Everybody hypes Russian River because of their beer.
Mm-hmm.
You can crush some Plinys when you go there. One of the most famous beers in the world. Their food, their pizza, and their wings, very underrated. All homemade stuff. Their wings, fire. Crush a Pliny. Eat some wings.
Isn't it the same over in the Lagunitas Brewery in Petaluma? Maybe
yeah,
not the wings, but their food.
No, their
though.
Food is very good, too. And they get really creative. They have, like, one of the things I've had from Lagunitas, they have, like, meatloaf sliders.
Really?
It's kind of different, but it's an appetizer. Someone grabbed them one time with me and my lady.
Very good. Interesting.
Really good nachos at Lagunitas, too.
All right. I've never even been there.
It's the beer circus today.
I've seen it on TV.
Beer circus.
I've seen it on TV before, but that's it. That's pretty much it. All right. So let's look at the Raiders and the Chiefs, Tommy.
Okay.
Is there any chance that the Raiders actually have to beat them? Because let's look at what that Chiefs-Jaguars game for what it is. You saw the offense go off with Sammy Watkins, with Tyreek Hill out. You could see that it really isn't that big of a deal. Tyreek Hill just happens to make them that much better with how well how talented he is and how speedy he is. But they still have Travis Kelce. Sammy Watkins has that newfound confidence.
My dad has him on fantasy and won't stop talking about him.
Brutal, brutal. But they. I told our board op from 10 to 2 from Bonte Steiny and Guru. He texted me that morning and said, "Hey, I'm gonna start Cooper Kupp over Sammy Watkins. I should probably do that, right?" And I said, "Yeah, definitely. Go ahead. Just sit. Yeah, you can sit Sammy Watkins. I think I'd definitely do that." And then
yeah.
I saw Sammy Watkins score a touchdown immediately right off the jump. But let's take it for what it is, though. Gardner Minshew came in there. And he went, what, 10 for 11?
Yeah, was perfect at one point.
Threw
right?
10 in a row right away. And I'm not going to put that on Gardner Minshew. I'm going to put that on the Chiefs defense.
Really?
I'm going to put that on the Chiefs defense because they were just letting him go with what. And Nick Foles went out and threw that dime, which was the deepest pass, touchdown pass that was thrown by any Jags quarterback in the past 5 years. And that's just because Blake Bortles was there.
So I'm
chalking that up to bad Chiefs defense, and I think that if Derek Carr continues the way that he was going, I think he can slice this Chiefs defense apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you mentioned something actually before our show started when we were talking with our boys Herbs and Tittle, and you Herbs I think asked you, do you think that the Raiders were kind of being fueled by the Antonio Brown stuff? And you said, nah, maybe Derek Carr. I actually really disagree.
Yeah.
I think that these guys are competitors. What we know about millennial football players, social media is very heavily influenced. They see the stuff this guy did. It's disrespectful to the team. We talk about people buying into a program, right? Believing in themselves. They watched Hard Knocks. They saw what this guy was saying, how he acted. How would you feel? You know, if I ran out of this show, I'm free from Steven.
Yeah.
I don't have to do a show with him anymore.
Right.
Of course you would be upset. So I think that's a huge part in why the Raiders looked so good Monday night. They're probably sitting there. They hear the chants from the crowd. You know what they are chanting.
Right.
They're saying that too. Of course. This guy quit on them for no reason. It's not like in Miami where guys won out because they're tanking and that's about the team. This guy just won it out for whatever the reason he wanted out for. So, of course, these guys are competitors. Of course, I think they're furious with him, and they want to prove this guy wrong. Look at what we did without you. We don't need you.
Right.
And the only chance I'm giving the Raiders against the Chiefs is hopefully they can parlay that into week two.
Yeah.
They can use this as fuel because that is going to bring a different animal in out. These guys are all pros.
Right.
These are grown men. That was disrespectful, bottom line, for what AB did to the team, to the Raider Nation brand, to the Shield. So, of course, they want a little piece of that. And do you know how you catch Antonio Brown's attention? You go and beat the Chiefs.
I think my main reason for that, though, for why you're right. I'm sure there's something there. Like, there for the entire team, there was definitely that.
That's a rally moment.
That lingering cloud over them, just like that, hey, I mean, without Antonio Brown, oh, the Raiders are screwed now. But really, I think that the reason I said Derek Carr is probably the only one, I could be wrong on that, because Derek Carr is, the rest of the team, I'm sure they were fired up, but the reason I said Derek Carr primarily is because I look at it right away. Antonio Brown, as soon as he was traded to the Raiders, went to Derek Carr and started working out with them. Derek Carr is the only one who even knew Antonio Brown.
True.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
No one else on the team
spent time
did.
With them. They were showing off on their social media.
Right. He was the only one who took that, I feel like, personally. The other team, the rest of the team, Trent Brown was busy on Hard Knocks just eating fruit by the foot.
Talking to Guy Fieri. Going to Flavortown.
By the fact that you said that you don't scrunch fruit by the foot in the last show, we talked about that, how you eat fruit by the foot, or a couple of shows ago. I'm not a fan of that, Tommy.
Really? Is that a serial killer?
I'm judging you as a person if you don't scrunch up your fruit by the foot. And I mean, I haven't eaten fruit by the foot in years, but I would scrunch that. I would scrunch it into a ball and eat it the entire way. But I just...
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
What? But anyway, no, I think that just with what the look in Derek Carr's eyes, like you seriously,
were you there? Did you go?
I was not there, but you could see on camera just showing him on the sideline. If he did not have that look, I've never seen that look from Derek Carr before. I've never seen that look, and he was all class afterwards.
How happy were you that he stepped into that long ball to Tyrell Williams and ripped that thing down the field?
Well, there were multiple times. The most impressed I was on the 3rd and 1 when they clearly had a run set up. They were going behind the fullback, Alec Engold, and you heard Derek Carr yell kill, kill on the audible. Kill. And then you heard that was a play action. I don't know if that was just a fake. Maybe they were going with the play action the entire time, but it looked like he made the check. You saw the defense, what they were going to throw, and then he called the play action, saw Tyrell Williams was one-on-one with that Broncos cornerback that he was throwing at every single time, and then he threw it deep, and they got past that 3rd and 1, even though they were running with Josh Jacobs on 3rd and short the entire time.
All right, you brought something up there, and it kind of locked me in.
What's that?
That kill-kill that mm-hmm. you pick up over the microphone. I was trying to explain this to my girlfriend when we were watching Thursday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
But Cam Newton, when he walks up to the line, the mic always picks up him going, ready.
Yeah.
And he like says it really different. And like that gets me fired up.
Yeah.
I love watching Cam play. And you always know it's Cam because when he walks up to the line and hits that, ready.
With the eyebrow too. You just gave me the eyebrow. Like, what,
I don't know. I'm just fired up.
Did you notice that?
No.
That was you raised your eyebrows when you said that.
It just it gets me fired up. I was trying to explain. I was like, I just love when he says that. My girlfriend's looking at me like, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right?
No, and it's an underrated part.
Sounds
I think,
of football. That's how much I've missed football. just hearing those sounds, we're back.
Yeah, and it's an underrated part of what quarterbacks do, though, is the audibles that they call. I know that they only get a run play for maybe 2 yards, but it didn't go for negative yards. Like, there are certain little things that quarterbacks do where you got to respect them a little bit. That's why I think Matthew Stafford, I don't say he's trash or garbage like a lot of people tend to do, because he has the arm, and he makes audibles, correct ones, most of the time. He just doesn't have a team around him. And with Derek Carr, what I saw from that audible, I think that in the end it's something that I hadn't seen much of last season, because he was just kind of timid under John Gruden's offense. But seeing what he did in year two, that was what was most impressive to me. And then, of course, Josh Jacobs just being that guy that they hoped Marshawn Lynch could be. Which Marshawn Lynch, he still ran the same way, still ran hard, but he wasn't getting 5-6 yards a tote. He was only getting 2 or 3 at the most, each one, it felt like.
Before we get into the pick'em, just to kind of change, I have a take for you on the 49ers.
Give it.
That I didn't get in there.
Give it.
And it starts with a question. Is this game in Cincinnati tomorrow a must win? And I'll tell you what I think, but I want to know if you think I'm crazy, because I think it is, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why right now.
All right. Do you know what the momentum will be like heading into week 3 at home? Santa Clara, Levi's Stadium, has never seen them go 2-0 on the road coming home to be undefeated going against the Steelers, who by many looked way worse than what we expected. That Steelers game, if you're playing the schedule game and you're going through marking your wins and losses throughout the year, I would say if you had to pick, you'd probably put an L next to that Steelers game, just for good measure. The Steelers are known as a classic dominant team of the NFL over the last couple of years. Well, they look a little suspect after getting blown out by the Patriots on Sunday night. You roll into Santa Clara 2-0? Could you imagine what that place is like? Probably something like we've never seen. Right? Yeah. I mean, there's going to be serious excitement in the building, and you want to continue that momentum and flow. I understand some people don't believe momentum in sports or whatever. I do. And I think that this team goes on the road. They spend this 2 weeks together to build this team bond. And you can show you can go on the road and win 2 games. You get off that plane in Santa Clara. Like, we can do this, guys.
Yeah.
We're a good football team. I think you go come back 1-1. All that air comes out of the bubble.
Right.
That plane ride home is a lot longer.
Yes.
Now you're looking at the Steelers going, maybe we can beat them.
Right, right. And I think for me, though, when it comes to just must wins.
Yeah, and I understand that's a big, bold thing to label as something as.
Right.
But
I also think, though, that the Bengals, I think they're a much better team than we realized at first. And when I mean much better, I'm not saying that they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to win the AFC North. I'm not saying they're going to make the AFC wild card. But I'm saying this team isn't going to go 2-14, 3-13.
Have the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, it's not going to be like it was expected. I think they're a little bit better. And so, yes, if you want to put the must-win label on it, then yeah. But it's like when you're going up against the Bengals and you come back 2-0, Joe Sherry, our amazing producer, he gave us a stat here. And this will be Kyle Shanahan. If he goes 2 games above 500, 2-0, this will be the first time he's done that with the Niners as a head coach.
He knows that.
Yeah.
He knows that.
And it would be
So that's why I think it's a big deal.
And not even that, but consecutives on the road.
This texter from the 954?
From the 954, yeah.
954 says, Levi's might be as loud as the Bon Jovi concert.
That's a good one. Shout out to Justin. He says, I miss Candlestick. Look,
If you want a Candlestick-like vibe at Levi Stadium, go 2-0 on the road, come back to Levi.
I think that's taking a dig at Bon Jovi, though. You might not like him, but that concert would be... I think a Bon Jovi concert would be pretty damn loud, wouldn't you say?
I think that might be what Justin's saying.
Is he taking
a shot?
He's taking a shot because he says, I miss Candlestick, and it won't be like that with Levi's, which is...
I think if you go 2-0...
Right.
And you come back home to Santa Clara, 2-0, it will be Candlestick-like vibes. The reason Levi's Stadium doesn't have that vibe is because they've lost ever since they've been there.
Right, right.
They haven't had a team to come to that you're, like, feeling good about.
Exactly. And when you're playing against the Browns, too.
The Steelers Monday night.
And the Browns, those are two
teams.
Even
you're going against on Monday Night Football, 2-1. against the Browns, you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
Right.
We talked about before the season started on this show, what if you're 1-3 going into that game? You know, or excuse me, 0-2 coming back home. Because we looked at it, I think we both said that that Tampa Bay game would be very tough. I picked the Buccaneers. And then we're going into Cincinnati, which we think that it's probably a winnable game, but now it's a little tougher. I mean, I think you, like, that's why this game is not must win, but it's a very important win.
Yeah. And I, well, to be honest with you, though, I did have the Buccaneers, a 2 against the Niners, right? But I also think that, when you're going against the Bengals, I think they have more, like, I have still have them have more of a chance of beating the Bengals than I did of them having against the Buccaneers. And I think, though, that when I talk about, like, the Bengals are a better team, I think you go into this 2-0, it's going to be a better feeling than going into it being 2-0 against a team that might be so-so, because we're already getting this team's 1-0 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who just aren't a good team. And so it's not good enough because the Bucs aren't that great of a team. So I think when you're going there, if you go in with a win on the with the Cincinnati Bengals, it means a little more because you're not just going against some team that's going for the number one overall pick. That's pretty much the main point. I'm living on a prayer with that one.
I like it. I just like the fact that you're living on a prayer.
So bad, but so good. The Chilton Autobody text line at 957-95 from the 408. What's the Niners stat where they haven't done that since 1989? Back-to-back wins in the East, something like that. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, it's important.
Yeah,
this game by every standard is winnable.
What do you think is going to happen? What's the biggest mismatch here? We did this last week against the Buccaneers. I said that for me, the biggest mismatch going into it was going to be the Buccaneers wide receivers going up against the 49ers cornerbacks, and then it was between that and the 49ers defensive line going against that Buccaneers offensive line. Where are you at with the biggest mismatch, you think?
That defensive line versus the offensive line. The Cincinnati offensive line is trash. And the 49ers offensive line essentially won them, defensive line won them the game in Tampa.
Right.
They got to do that again this week in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think
it's hard saying Cincinnati without thinking the on to Cincinnati joke.
Right.
I mean, it's weird. It's almost like feels like, yeah.
Yeah, we're on to Cincinnati. Look,
on to Cincinnati.
I think that's just in a landslide. It's going to be the 49ers defensive line against the offensive line. But an underrated mismatch there is going to be the 49ers linebackers going against the Bengals and what they're going to throw out with their running backs.
Yeah.
They're going to pin the linebackers against them. I would have probably said the same thing about the cornerbacks as well as the wide receivers, because when you got John Ross, who ran under a 4.3, and he's going to...
How's Richard Sherman going to handle that? How's Akello Witherspoon going to handle that?
I think Akello Witherspoon actually had a really good game in this last one, and if he continues to improve, then that's just nothing but a positive.
Confidence.
Right, and that's all he needs. And with Richard Sherman, though, that's a question. I would have chose that one, but also he gave me a little bit of he upped his game in this last one, I think. And Richard Sherman's he's not the cornerback that he once was with the Seahawks and the Legion of Boom, but he's still a damn good cornerback. I would have probably gone with the secondary versus the wide receivers if I had to make a choice before week one. And say we were doing this for every we did this before the regular season even started, and we were doing this for all 16 games, I would have said immediately the wide receivers against the secondary pretty much on any one. But now I think the secondary is a lot better than I originally thought. Robert Saleh has them playing in a scheme that's comfortable for all of them. But I think an underrated one is definitely the linebackers versus the Bengals running backs. But I mean, also, though, it's going to be that defensive front four against the Bengals going up against the Niners offensive line. Or you could go vice versa with that.
Our producer, Joe,
yes,
had a great name for this segment. Let's get positional.
Let's get positional? Told you he was witty.
We need that song in the background. Next week we're...
Systematic. Oh. Wow. What was that? My goodness.
But no, we're going to... We got to get some music under this next year. Next week.
That's going to be the music. You can fade that down, Spadoni. We got music going on for the rest of the show with these pick'ems and against the spread.
So I saved our pick'em from last week.
Uh-huh.
And we had a lot of similar picks.
Right.
But where we had differences was Indy at L.A.
Uh-huh.
I had the Chargers. You had the Colts.
That was a close one.
Then we
Colts made it closer than originally thought.
And then we had Tampa versus 49ers. I had Tampa. You had the 49ers.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing that. Can I be honest with you, though? I did that totally as a hedge move. At the normal 5 a.m. show from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. on
you
the pregame
Tampa.
Show, I did
switching
go Tampa.
It up.
Yes,
oh, wow.
So it's like either one. I lost credibility with either one.
So that was 1-1.
Joe's just making the meanest face at me right now, just nasty.
But I had New England while you picked the Steelers, but then you got me with the Dolphins.
I mean, I had the Steelers.
They looked bad.
They, with that, I'm kind of speechless a little bit, but let me try and get this. With that face that Ben Roethlisberger had, where
such
it was
a
just,
punchable face,
where it was just leaned back and it's all the camera's close on him. Shout out to the cameraman that got that shot. I am putting that as the greatest sports picture of the year. Beating Kawhi Leonard's buzzer beater against the 76ers. I am putting that picture of Ben Roethlisberger above that because his face looked like a thumb. But what were the differences again? Name that one more time.
So I had the Dolphins versus the Ravens.
Why?
Because I got to stand for my team.
Are you going to do that again when they're going up against the Pats?
I bleed teal, baby.
I mean, this is your
life. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
This is your livelihood for the pick'em against in the.
Well, no,
the...
I made it out. We went even. If I would have rolled Ravens, I would have beat you.
All right, but what about? This week.
You know what I'm doing.
Oh
my
gosh. This is going to be an easy. This is going to be an easy.
So I play in a weekly pick'em. Uh-huh. It's about like 20 other people. It's $10 enter, winner take all. It's usually around $200. I have never not picked against the Dolphins.
Really?
Yeah. I've never won. And I've never won the pool. Imagine that.
Wow.
Done it for about 3 or 4 years.
That's
over.
That's got to be the.
My girlfriend's won. My girlfriend's mom's one.
It's got to be one of the worst strategies that I've ever heard. Is it your mom's birthday?
It is. Happy birthday, Mom.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you. Call your mom's people.
Yeah, agreed. I mean,
say hello. Tell them you love them.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I try and call mine as much as possible, but... I still live with him.
Angie Call. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Chilton Autobody text line 95795. Tell the 49er fans to leave their laptops at home if they're 2-0. That's from the 925. And we're just getting a bunch of chicken wing recommendations. Just a ton.
Our girl Robin texted in with a chicken wing recommendation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Love Robin. That's a 95.7.
Call in, Robin.
That's
we
a 95.7 legend right there. All right. Are you ready? I think we're going to put some music under this. Joe, it's all good. Oh my gosh, there it is. There's the music.
Boomer's back.
So let's... he is back.
He's back.
Do you have ESPN Plus?
I don't.
You don't?
Do you have it?
You know what? I am going to be a great co-host, great friend. I will give you the login for ESPN Plus just because of this NFL primetime thing.
Yeah. I usually just stream all the UFCs, Reddit.
And feel free to use it for Peyton Manning detail.
Have you seen Peyton's Places? How many advertisements have we seen for that?
I haven't seen Peyton's Places. I've watched his detail, though, and it's funny because he'll be doing one on Patrick Mahomes, and then he'll say, yeah, clearly he's been watching detail. And he checked the Mike linebacker. You would have looked back, and we talked about that when it came to Josh Rosen and Matthew Stafford. He watches detail. He's a little more fun. Kobe Bryant's are way more serious, and you'll appreciate Klay Thompson's defense if you actually watch Kobe Bryant's detail. But regardless, all right, let's go with the picks against the spread. All right.
So this is a new segment we're doing.
Yes, it is.
We're doing one favorite, one dog, one over-under.
All right. So what do you got as a favorite?
So what are we calling this? Our uninformed?
Our uninformed picks against the spread.
Okay.
Because you hear...
we're not...
Say that again, Joe. I'm not going to... Tommy's calls and Steven's selections... for our uninformed picks against the
spread.
Put
the beer down, Joe.
If you hear actual people betting on these games, you will hear them use
facts. I will.
Legit?
These are legit picks.
Oh, these aren't for me. I'm not losing the money.
Joe, you're keeping track of this, right? All right. Next week, we're going to talk some smack. That's
right.
What this is all about.
We'll do a little... We'll do the snake picks, all right? So you can go first, and then I'll go, then I'll go again.
So am I giving you my dog first?
Actually, we could just do the just do the pick-ems. It doesn't really matter. Give the dog. Who do you got as the underdog first?
I have to take this. I'm not a human being if I can't take this. Give me the Dolphins plus 19.5. 19.5? I think this says 18.5, but I think it's even gone up to 19.5. 20 points at home against the Patriots? Please. You know how electric of a degenerate gambling experience this is going to be? Rooting for the Dolphins, who you know are probably going to lose by multiple touchdowns, just to not lose by 3 touchdowns. That's going to be fun to watch.
All right. You could choose that as your underdog.
I'm serious.
I think even that spread's too low.
Stop it.
I'm putting that. I'm favoring the Patriots by 50 in this game.
Stop.
I mean, players are asking to be
traded. I got to get a little bet with my guy, Nasher.
Players are asking to be traded out of there. And, the whole...
You don't have to throw the low blows in there. I'm already taking them down. I'm already taking them with the 20 points.
The Minka Fitzpatrick. Look,
you got blown out. You don't got to add on.
Look, if I'm going to pick an underdog against the spread,
you're
here,
picking the Raiders too.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to pick the Raiders. I had that beforehand. I'm not going to do that. If I had to choose one, like a realistic one, not the Dolphins possibly actually making the game against the
19.5.
I'm going to actually pick the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks against the Steelers. I don't think the Steelers are that great. And I'm seeing the Seahawks. I'm going to take the Seahawks and the points. I think they'll be able to cover that 3.5 point underdog that they are.
I'm surprised. People must really have faith in the Steelers. I guess they're playing at home.
Yeah, and it's a
West Coast team.
You don't know against
there.
The Patriots. The Patriots just are that damn good. And I mean, with the Patriots, with Antonio Brown, you're choosing the Dolphins. I mean, they're.
Yes!
Antonio Brown's in
it's
Miami.
20 points.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'll go with the who I got taken as a favorite right now. I think that if I had to choose one, I'm taking Chargers. I'm taking Chargers against the Lions. I wasn't going to choose that originally. I was going to choose another certain one that maybe you'll pick. I'll let you know what I was going to originally choose.
Okay.
But then I'm looking at the Chargers and the Lions. The Chargers are favored by 2. I see the Chargers just blowing them out in this game.
Really?
I think they're gonna roll.
Go Chargers, go!
Thank you.
I'm going Philadelphia Eagles -1.5
over Atlanta.
Over Atlanta. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Eagles are just really, really good. They started slow.
Yeah.
I think Carson Wentz, 300 yards passing, couple touchdowns. I think that maybe the Falcons are frauds. This is the last of Dan Quinn in Atlanta.
Dan Quinn looks like a Falcon, by the way. He looks like an absolute Falcon.
This is the type of takes you get when you listen to Stephen.
He looks
Tom
like a legit Falcon. He looks like a bird. But anyway, sorry, Dan Quinn. I actually was originally going to take the Rams. I think that the Saints are going.
Really?
To I think they're going to regress. I think that Breeze was just brought back into that game from the Texans defense, and I think the Rams are actually going to win that by a.
Can we create the fraud chain? The fraud chain, like we're going to put the fraud chain on you if we don't think you're legit. Because I'm putting that on the Texans.
If we can,
I told you that last week. I think the Texans. Big time frauds.
Well, you see Deshaun Watson, he's a damn good quarterback.
I know, but he's got nothing else.
All right.
The offensive, Laremy Tunsil got beat like a drum.
All right. And but that was what I was originally going to go with. All right, so our sleepers, let's go over them one more time. You have the Dolphins covering that night or that
not
18.
Covering, just hanging in there. Just not getting beat by 20, baby,
with that
at home.
With that 18
Dude,
and a
Tom
half.
Dude, Tom Brady plays bad in Miami.
I think that the Seattle Seahawks are going to...
Come on, Joe, help me out
here. I think they're favored by 3.5. I think the Seahawks are going to cover that. All right, and our favorites so far, Chargers over the Lions, and then you have the Eagles over the Falcons. All right, and you're over-under, Tommy.
My over-under is, and by the way, just a quick reference for everybody, I will never in my life bet an under on anything. It's just no fun.
Yeah.
I hate it. I've gotten burned on it a few times. I hate rooting for an under to hit. So I'm going over 46.5. Washington at Dallas.
Okay.
Or excuse me, Dallas at Washington.
Really?
Yeah, I thought the Dallas defense didn't look that great against the Giants. Obviously, their offense isn't anything.
Yeah.
The Washington offense looked kind of competent. Case Keenum looked okay. And then, man, Dak and the Cowboys offense looked phenomenal.
I'm with you on that. I could see the Cowboys actually scoring 30-plus on them, and then the Redskins just getting garbage-time touchdowns late with Terry McLaurin, as people like to pick him up on the waiver wire.
Not you.
For me, I'm actually going to look – you say you never take the under. I'm going to take the under here for the Bengals Niners. I don't think this is going to be a high scoring affair.
Really?
I really don't. I think that maybe it's going to be, I mean, the over under right now for Cincinnati against San Francisco is 46. I think it's going to be lower than that. I actually got the score being 24-20, and I'll give my winner in the
pre- so you're close. I'm very close,
but I also am going to give my winner here in the pick'em.
All right. Is it pick'em time?
It is.
Joe, we
got to
switch up the music.
It is pick'em time. All right, we got a couple of minutes here. So we'll just use what we got here with the betting. We're going to do the snake pick'em, as we call it. The snake'em, I guess we can call it. All right, let's go. Titans against the Indianapolis Colts. And the Titans are at home.
I'm going Tennessee Titans.
I mean, you got music, Sherry. Or not Sherry. Spadoni, or you want me to choose any music? You got it? One, two, three, go.
Five.
All right, so you got Titans, Colts. Who'd you take?
Lace the cleats up. Titans.
You got the Titans over the Colts. Man, Titans look good. I'm actually going to have the Titans as well. I think you mentioned their defense, how it was underrated. I'm going to have Tennessee as well. All right, the Chargers are at Detroit. Who you got?
I am going with, oh man, I think this is a tough game. I'm actually going to go a little upset action, Detroit.
Detroit, really?
Yeah.
All right, you'll take Detroit. I will take the Chargers there because I think the Chargers are just going to roll them, and I will pick, since this is a snake, Buffalo at the New York Giants. I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills. I think they're going to pull out a win here over the Giants, who just seem lost. They're going to be without Sterling Shepard from concussion protocol. I'm going to take the Bills here.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with you on the Bills.
All right.
Giants team.
All right, Ravens against the Cardinals. Ravens are at home.
Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens, too. That's a pretty obvious one. New England at Miami.
Roll Dolphins, baby. Oh. Big time upset. A lot of drama in the locker room. They're going to rally together and stop Antonio Brown and Tom Brady.
Put one in the win column. All right, Cowboys at Redskins.
I'm going Cowboys.
You're going Cowboys. All right. And I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
And then Houston at Jacksonville, or Jacksonville at Houston. I'm going to take the Texans. I think they're going to.
I'm going to go Jacksonville on the win on the road.
All right. And then we'll go Pittsburgh against Seattle. Who do you got? Seahawks or Pittsburgh?
I am going with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. All right. Then we got Cincinnati against
San
Francisco.
Who do you got in that one?
I got the Niners. I'm winning them 24-20.
You didn't give a pick for Seattle-Pittsburgh.
Oh, did I not? I got to go with the Steelers there on that one. I think the Steelers are actually going to win, even though I think that I think it's going to be a close game because I do have the Seahawks as that sleeper against the spread. But, yeah, I got the Steelers winning that game.
Gotcha. And I got the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going with the Bengals win against the 49ers.
Green Bay at Minnesota.
I'm going Green Bay.
Green Bay. And then I will actually go with the Vikings on that one. Kansas City against Oakland.
Kansas City.
I got Kansas City, too. Rams against the Saints.
I'm going Saints.
Going Saints. I'm going to go Saints as well. I think the Saints actually can win that game. All right. And then we go Bears against...
You pick them as your favorite.
And we go the Bears against the Broncos. I actually got the Bears. Who do you got in this
I'm
one?
Going Denver.
I'm going Denver.
Yeah, I'm going with a little upset action.
All right. And then we got Philadelphia against Atlanta. Who do you got in this one?
I'm going Birds. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. All right. Well, there's both Birds. And then the night game, Browns against Jets. Who do you got?
I am going Jets in an upset, even with all those guys out.
All right. So I'm going to go with the Browns. I think they're going to win, even with all those guys out. Stephen Langford, Tommy Call will be back next Saturday. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Have a great weekend and enjoy NFL Sunday. And let's go Raiders. Let's go Niners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.